Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is Monday, 17 October 2022. Welcome to the next program. We are really glad you're with us, and I thank you. When I bring our guest up, you'll be glad you come along, too. I'll bring up a guest in a minute. My name is Kevin McGarry. Before I do that, though, make a couple announcements to remind you again, folks, that we still have the J. McCanny water filter on sale. If you need filters for your Berkey stainless steel units, J. McCanny's filters will fit those units, and they will do actually a little better job than Berkey's did because they just filter up more things you don't want in the water. That's all I can say. But they're on sale this month. Through the end of this month, 10% off. So take advantage of it while you can, and just get yourself prepared. But I hope nothing ever happens that we don't have water, clean water. But the way things are looking, folks, this world's going insane. I mean, it's really going insane. So I would ask you to suggest you get some water filters for you and your family because you may need them, and I do mean that. And, of course, we have offer the book still, Why I'm a Sabbath Keeper Christian. Folks, I can't, even those who don't understand what I'm talking about, get the book. I know, you're hawking books. Yeah, I am, because this book may help you understand some things you don't know, like, as it did me. 750, folks, delivered to your door. It's about a 60-page book to help you understand as to why I understand the Sabbath to be what the Bible says it is. And we offer it to you. If you want it, you can just go and get it. Two prayer requests tonight, one for Bonnie. That's a gentleman named Jeff's wife in Canada. Bonnie has got some health issues, and we ask prayer for her. Please don't forget that. And actually, for Daryl IPA, he's still having a lot of problems, folks. He has a stroke in his right side, and it's really bothering him. He tried to type, and, of course, his right hand wants to hit 3 or 4 keys at a time. He's trying to keep his ministry going. So keep doing your prayers, maybe for a touch of God to heal him. And even for our producer, Todd. When you call in to the stroke program, Todd answers the phone. He threw his back out. So thank goodness he has a good helpmate named Don who's helping right now. But keep Todd in your prayers also. And please don't try to call until after the bottom of the hour because Don's running the board. She got her hands full trying to keep his thing going. So don't call after the bottom of the hour. And we'll take phone calls and questions you may have if you want to talk to Kevin about anything we're talking about. And our office, you know, folks, is open every day, 9 to 4 Eastern. If you want to order anything from us, please feel free to do so. Mouthwash, toothpaste, Dross, Cardivite, whatever it may be, we have it here for you at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448 if you want to call and talk to us during the day. If you want to talk to me, you tell Lisa to find me. She'll find me. And I'll get back to you, folks. I'm not unreachable. As you know, I'm in the office every Thursday when possible from 9 to 4 myself to take phone calls. Please don't think that because I'm on the radio and all this, I'm somebody's extra special. I'm not. I'm just a servant. It's all that I am. And that's all I'm ever going to be. So don't think you can't get a hold of me. If you want to talk to me, anything I can do to help in any way, spiritually or other way, you feel free to call me. I'll help you if I can. You call the office and tell Lisa to find me, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. And that's a promise. I mean that, all right? Now, we're going to go to our guest. We're going to talk to Kevin McGarry. A little bit about Kevin. He's an entrepreneur, author, and public speaker. In the arena of civic engagement, Kevin serves as a chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California, as executive with the Douglass Leadership Institute and North Star Leadership Pact. He's a professional. He's worked in the past 35 years in information technology. Folks, this guy is an all-around, I don't know how he does it all. It makes me tired reading the biography here. But he's involved in a lot of things. Tonight we're going to discuss some issues that I think we need to pay attention to. Now, Kevin is a black gentleman who understands the division they're bringing among us as people in this nation today through all manner of ways, especially through the wokeness and the on beyond that. And he's going to maybe give us a little bit of a solution how we can stand together to help fight some of this. Folks, if we can't stop it all, we can help somebody understand, okay? That's our job. That's all we do as Christians, is help someone understand the truth of Jesus Christ and live by what his book says. And Kevin, are you there?
I'm here. It's so good to be with you, Pastor Butch. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my friend. More than welcome. It's been a pleasure talking to you earlier today, and I've enjoyed the conversation. And I want you, if you don't mind, tell the folks a bit about who Kevin McGarry is, how you ever got involved in this, and how come you're not taking going with the other side, the woke side. But anyway, tell us who you are first.
Wow. Yeah, that's a long story. I'll try to make it short. I was born in project housing in San Francisco, Hunters Point in San Francisco. And in the 1960s, and then, you know, was basically a bad boy from the hood, man. I mean, there was never a fight that I didn't want to get involved in, so I was just one of those hooligans, man. So, it's terrible,
wow.
just terrible. But anyway, so I grew up in a, you know, San Francisco in an urban environment and just did all the urban crazy stuff that urban, you know, dwellers, a lot of urban dwellers do. And but I was fortunate, never got caught, never got tied up with law enforcement anyway, so that was good. When I graduated high school, went to San Jose State and got a sociology degree. So I am steeped in, first of all, I understand abject poverty because that was what I lived the first part of my life, and then understand urban dwelling and understand, you know, that, and then obviously went to San Jose State for sociology. We understand Marxism and all the crazy, you know, leftist progressive stuff there. So I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I wasn't born a conservative or a Republican and any of that. What happened was when I graduated, found the love of my life, who've been married now for 35 years, we decided to take God at his word. And in that process, we're being discipled. And one of the things that we realized out of that process was that in the area of civic engagement, we had never really given it a second thought. We just never even looked at it. So we started to look at the platforms, and we were astonished to see that we were supporting a party that's a party of death and destruction, not a party that would really, you know, help the black community or any poor community. So since that time, since Reagan's second term, we've been conservative. I mean, we're not ideological in any way. I mean, if there were a good pro-life Democrats, like you got a couple now in New Orleans or parts of Louisiana, we could probably still vote another way because we're not smitten by either party. But we look at basically the ideas and the principles of the person that's running for office when we vote on that. Now, unfortunately, we could only vote conservative or Republican for the past 35 years because the Democrats have gone crazy, man.
Boy, oh, my. Yes.
A bunch of crazy Marxists on that side. So anyway, so that story. Now, here's the thing. So I've written five books. All my books are divinely inspired. The last one is Woke Up. The subtitle is Finally Putting an Axe to the Taproot of White Supremacy and Racism in America. Basically, it completely turns the whole woke paradigm upside down. The ones who are really manifestly racist and white supremacists are the wokesters.
I got to stop you there. Just one second. I got. Well, you just said something most people don't admit. most of the ones of the woke generation are the true racists and the bigots, are they not?
Well, if you're woke, by definition you are. So my book really confirms, so I'm not trying to do an ad hominem for an ad hominem. I'm saying literally, by definition, by actual research,
yes.
And they can't escape it. It is the way it is. Yes, they're the white supremacists and racists. And it's just matter of fact, that's the way it is. So anyway, we can get into that later. But anyway, this is my fifth book. But I started Every Black Life Matters a couple of years ago. And we saw the carnage of the cities, the major cities, and we saw BLM partnering with Antifa and just having a good old time partying as they were burning down black and brown businesses. And then we saw, pastors encouraging their parishioners to go out and sort of partake with them. And we thought, this is crazy.
Amen.
BLM is a Marxist organization, purely demonic, and they don't do any. They weren't really committed to do anything for the family or for. They're anti-father, anti-family, anti-life. I mean, it's just, and yet we had churches, and we still have churches with their placards on their front edifice saying, "Hey, we're Black Lives." It's just so ridiculous. So anyway, we started Every Black Life Matters not because of superiority. It's not the message. But we say it's Every Black Life Matters, and it's put T-O-O at the end, Every Black Life Matters Too. That's what we're talking about, because essentially, Margaret Sanger, when she started the Planned Parenthood, she said, we don't want the word to get out, but we want to thoroughly exterminate the Negro population. So the reason why
that's
they started
true.
Planned Parenthood
true.
Is literally true. To get rid of all blacks. It was
that's
true.
The
eugenics. So,
that's true.
So what we're saying with our moniker is Every Black Life Matters Too, because... blacks are being born at a much, much lower rate than every other ethnicity in America. And it's because we're targeted by Planned Parenthood. 90% of all Planned Parenthoods are within walking distance of the black community. And so that's where that comes from. So that's why we're Every Black Life Matters. What we do fundamentally is we go around the country, we help empower parents and community groups to understand what critical race theory is and what it's not. So we do anti-CRT trainings. We do anti-black liberation and liberation theology trainings. We do social justice versus biblical justice. So those three main workshops are part of our Remnant Rising workshops that we do around the country. So we're really just trying to stand up for righteousness, faithfulness, justice, truth, and try to help bring our communities along, because a lot of people, even in the body of Christ, are kind of get messed up with culture, and they're trying to syncretize messages with cultural themes, and so we're in trouble, even within the body of Christ.
Yeah.
So
we are in trouble, more than we realize, I believe. But you said a lot there. I mean, you went through a lot of things very quickly there. I mean, wow, and I'm proud of you. You really went through a lot of things, made a lot of good points. But you went to school. You were definitely, if you were in college, you were taught Marxism, no doubt about it. Communism. You were taught that. When you were in school, did you believe that? When did you have your eyes open to this was all a bunch of bull?
Really, when I started writing this book, like I said, every time I start to write, it's always Holy Spirit saying, okay, I need you to write. And I'm like, oh, man, really? I don't even know what to write. So when I open up my laptop, then the revelation starts to come, right? And so it's like, okay, you got to write on wokeism. I said, oh, okay, well, I got to start with Marx then. And I really felt, he said, no, Marx had a mentor. Who was the mentor? And I had to do a little bit of research, and I realized that Marx and Engels dedicated all their early works to Charles Robert Darwin. So it was Darwin that's really the tackling of all of the white supremacy and racism in America. And it's unequivocal. So it's not debatable. It's not like, oh, okay, well, maybe if you interpret. No. It is matter of fact. It's all there. It's historically accurate. No one can debate that. After you understand what he said, what he did, his writings, private letters, and all that, which is incorporated into this book, you'll get it all. Everything's footnoted. Everything is there. I mean, it's
so what we're saying here, and what you're saying specifically. You're doing a great job on it. People who don't believe in God, Darwin was definitely an evolutionist, who don't believe in there is a creator. The people that believe that, and obviously that's true, because why else would you have transgenderism and homosexuality and wokeism?
Absolutely.
Why would you have all this if Christ, if they believed in God, this wouldn't happen? But you made a very good point there. You know, you and I could live next door to each other and wouldn't have any trouble at all. We don't need police to watch over us. We'll take care of ourselves in Christ, watch over each other. But unfortunately, people don't see that in this country. They don't understand that the core of everything has to be a moral basis. And if you have a solid moral basis, you cannot build a society. You can't even build a family, can you?
No, you can't. And unfortunately, that's why we see, overall, there's a trajectory downward and families having, additional children. That's been happening for quite some time. But, fundamentally, you can't really, if you rely on Marxism, which all of our systems currently do, that is actually demonism. And when you have a demonic frame that you're working from, that everything that's happening in media, everything that's happening in politics, everything that's happening in your social networking companies, everything that's happening in your financial companies, everything that's happening in your entertainment, all of that is globalist, Marxism, which is demonism. Then you're not going to have a functioning society very long.
You're right. We have opened our whole nation up to absolute demonic activity, and they're here. They're working hard and never have. We went back from a nation that kind of was founded on the beliefs of the scripture, went back into worshiping Satan as a nation. But you said something very, very powerful there. Marxism is demonism. Communism is demonism. Socialism is demonism. Well,
absolutely.
You said that. I mean, wow, that was powerful, Kevin. That really was. But now, I've got to ask this question. Most people, the most black folks, I think, not all of them, sure, God bless them, they aren't, but a lot of them do follow the idea that, the Democrats are on our side. They're the ones who want to set us free. They're the ones who, and they're the ones that's destroyed the foundation of any liberty in the country, are they not? And I'm not just, and a lot of Republicans are doing the same thing. Don't get me wrong, folks. I go for the man, not the party. But that's what they've been lied to for so long. Are they starting to catch on, and are a lot of them joining you in this battle now?
No. So they're still hoodwinked and bamboozled, and there's still a lot of propaganda out there. I mean, here's the thing. When you read any of the books that leftist progressives put out, they talk a lot about they talk a lot about systemic racism. They talk a lot about slavery and what happened in the 1800s. They talk a lot about the guilt of all whites because of what happened in the 1800s. But, here's the thing that's missing, and this is why the black community is not really getting the truth yet, because they never, ever talk about the particular faction of people in the 1800s who actually literally enslaved people. They never talk about the actual faction of people who literally started the KKK. They never talk about the faction of people who actually, made sure who the judges were when they, they didn't side with us on the Jim Crow and Dred Scott and all of these other things. There was a particular faction. Now, what was that faction? That was the Democrat Party. So the problem is that that's kept out of all textbooks. It's funny. When you go to these anti-CRT school boards and they say, no, we just want to teach your kid accurate history. But then if you were to ask them, okay, so if you just want to teach our kids accurate history, do you actually tell them who actually literally enslaved blacks in the 1800s? Which particular faction of people that was? Which particular party that was? It never comes up. If you read Ibram X. Kendi's book, which is How to Be an Anti-Racist, or Robin DiAngelo's book, which is White Fragility, they talk a lot about this stuff, but they never, ever mention the Democrat Party as the culprit for what happened with slavery. So what I have to remind folks when I go around the country is, look, don't ever take on the guilt of the 1800s, because literally there were two factions of people. There were the northern, abolitionists. They started the Republican Party just because they were abolitionists. And you had the Southern Democrats. And so who's to say which side your family was on. You may have lost your legacy of your father, your grandfather, your great uncles, and your, you know, everybody, you know, fighting the South, the Democrats, to set people like me free. So it's crazy and audacious for anybody to assume that all whites have to be guilty and complicit with slavery, because we literally have had a civil war. So that's another good point.
Another good point. Really, another good point. And you know, and I will say this too, being from West Virginia, and I love studying history, and I love studying the Civil War, and knowing that many of the good men in the South were not even fighting for the cause of slavery; they were fighting for independence from the state rights, so to speak. But that's not about that either. They don't talk about that. They just want to bring up one issue to cause division, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. Absolutely.
That's all they want to do. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. So our biggest job is for all communities is, look, if we're ever going to ultimately learn how to get along and actually be, unified with race issues, we have to at least be able to speak truth to one another in love, and make sure that everybody understands the rules of the game, which is real, accurate history and truth. And the accurate history confirms that the Democrat Party has been complicit with the hurts and the ongoing, disempowerment of the black community from the very beginning. And I don't say that because I got an axe to grind, per se, with the Democrats. I say that because it's accurate history. Even after, let's think about this, even after Civil War, during Reconstruction, the Democrat Party raised up their militia, which was the KKK. What they wanted to do is to go around every black house, make sure that those black fighters who fought in the Civil War, make sure you take their weapons, because they were able to leave with their rifles that they fought in the war with. And they actually tried to do that until they got threatened quite a few more times than they can be reckoned with, and they stopped that. And so they used other tactics. They used lynchings and other ways to kind of threaten the black community and any other whites who were helping blacks at that time as well. So that was purely a Democrat thing. And then they started to embrace socialism. They fully embraced eugenics. And so now we have, of course, the black community still being preyed on by eugenics and via abortion. The socialistic ways of the Democrat Party has really kept a lot of blacks in a dependence type state, right?
Yes, they have. By on way purpose. Of, on purpose, yes, on purpose.
Yeah, on purpose, yeah. Lyndon Johnson said, look, we're going to have these N-words voting for us for the next 200 years. And of course, he started his various programs to make sure that you kick the man out of the home, and you get a little bit more money, and you do all these other things that kind of keep blacks in a dependent state. These are all Democrat schemes. This is not empowering.
Kevin, can I say one thing here? What they tried to do is keep him in slavery.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
Modern day slavery. Yeah. Keep on
absolutely
the plantation.
It is. It absolutely
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And I say this because all races are involved in this. I mean, the whites also, but it makes them non-productive, lazy, leads them into trouble, and they have no real goals out of life except to get the next welfare check and go get drunk or whatever, or do drugs. I mean, this has led to the demise of the country. All races got involved in this, and it's brought us down into this socialistic idea. And today, if you don't, I on the radio one night when BLM just first started, I said, of course Black Lives Matter. All life matters. I got in trouble for that because I said
right.
All life matters.
Well, absolutely, all lives matter, because we have one God who created all humanity, and he says, look, I am not a respecter of persons. So when he gave us a nice rainbow of all these different ethnicities, this is all part of God's creation. We're all that part. And so what I tell people when they say, well, aren't you still dividing us with every Black Life Matters? Didn't God create, you know, don't all lives matter? I say, yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. All lives matter. And they say, well, how do you know? You're every Black Life Matters. And then I explain to them, no, if you really believe that all lives matter, you would understand that every Black Life Matters too, T-O-O, means that all lives matter, because right now Blacks are being targeted, and therefore their reproductive rates are much, much lower than every other ethnicity. So you would stand with me 100% and say, look, all lives matter. We need to make sure that Blacks are not targeted by abortuaries and that they have an opportunity to be born at the same rate that every other ethnicity does. And so that's what we're saying. All lives matter. Every life matters.
Would we be fair to say then that's why they targeted Blacks with a lot of welfare supplements, because they keep the family divided and at each other's throat and unproductive? Is that why they're doing that also, to keep them, we'll say, at a lower level? Is that part of it also, you think?
Well, I mean, so when FDR and LBJ created their, you know, various programs, their dependency programs, they both had in mind that, look, we want to make sure that we have a dependent class. And
yes, there you go.
That
okay.
Dependent class can and should be the Black community. And as long as, well, think about this, okay, when you have children and they're in your house and they're dependents, guess who makes the rules for the house? If they're your dependent, you make the rules, which means, hey, you have my car right back here by 8 o'clock or whatever. As long as they're a dependent, they have to abide by your rules. So that also, you know, carries into the world, right? As long as we have these people that are fully dependent on the federal government, guess what? They're going to play by the government rules. They're going to keep us in power and forever, because they believe what we're telling them. And that's exactly what we're seeing played out time and time and time and time and time again. So, but the other thing is that they have these grotesque attempts at revising history and trying to hide history and obscure history. So the truth about, you know, the leftist, progressive, Democrat, Marxist stuff doesn't really, you know, come out. And when you have a complicit media and you have complicit social media that'll censor, and you have complicit, you know, entertainment industry, you have complicit education, it's really, really hard to actually get truth out, you know. So that's what we're fighting right now.
Well, that's also part of the plan. I mean, technology is wonderful, but they use it against us also, and we're seeing that happen in many places. I've been kicked off YouTube, and for what I preach, I preach against homosexuality and murdering babies and all the things that you and I believe in, but I wasn't allowed to do that any longer. They took me off YouTube and thinking I have other places to go to, but people are losing them. They're cutting off the Christian idea. I won't even use the word conservative. They're cutting off the Christian ideals from the public because the other side, the satanic side, is gaining authority and power in this country. So they're trying to shut us up. And, you know, after the break, I'll ask this question. After the break, I want to find out how many people, how many churches invite you in to speak, how many other people are involved with you to try to get this message out. Folks, a lot more to talk about. Phone calls next half hour at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Because you're on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back, and we're talking to a very special guest tonight, Kevin McGarry. And I'm going to have him tell more about what he's doing right now and what he's involved in. We'll get to your phone calls in a few minutes. Just bear with us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Get your phone call in just a few minutes, I promise. So don't hang up. Hang in there. But we got a few more minutes to talk to Kevin before we go to the phone lines. Kevin, we were talking during the break there, and it's amazing. You know, you and I must, we think alike. I reckon we serve the same God, you think?
Same God, we learn all of our wisdom from the same Word of God, and so yes, we're going to think alike.
You know, it's amazing. It really is. I mean, and it's not complicated. You know, as you're saying during the break, they're taking off. I'm surprised you haven't been invited out of places already. Probably already have been, but they're kicking people off social media because of things they say that don't line up with their thinking. The woke side, I'm trying to think of a word for them. I don't like calling them liberal, but we'll say the leftist side, have taken control of a lot of media, and they're taking folks like you off the air, and me too. If they could, they'd shut us all down. But we're fighting a battle against principalities and powers that people don't understand. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against spiritual demonic activity, and we're seeing it increase this country every day. They do it through murdering our children. They do it through transgenderism and perverting our children's minds in public hell holes we call schools. They do this every day. They cause division in the families. They cause division in society, and it's done on purpose. This is a way that communists, Satanists, take a nation down, is it not? Divide and conquer. Is that not right?
Absolutely. That is the game plan. That is the strategy. Divide and conquer. If they can keep us at each other's throat, keep us in our various factions, then that's how they can sort of keep us agitated. You know, they message to us directly in our various factions, and they know that they can keep us on edge. And keep us at each other's throats. This is how they do it. And what it does is deflects attention off of their malfeasance and all of the issues that they're not doing. So it's a deflection technique.
Well, you know, if we could just get people to understand, I'm just praying, God, that you were reached one day from what you come out of, and your eyes were opened by the grace of God. But if we get people to understand it and see this, the way of moral righteousness makes life so much simpler. It makes life so much more peaceful, less stressful, more prosperous. But some people seem to like to live on chaos, and these people are demonically controlled. We know that also. They love chaos. They love confusion. They love destruction. That's what Satan come to do, is kill, steal, and destroy. So these people that are his minions love this, don't they?
Absolutely. That's how they do it, man. And that's why my new book, you know, I really spell it out for people so they understand. Karl Marx, his main thing was to agitate the masses, keep them on edge, lots of chaos. His whole idea is that he wanted to turn over every single tradition and hegemonic influence and basically turn on its head. And so that's why... we see all the attacks, you know, on our children, on our education systems, on our criminal justice systems, in our streets. Everything is being turned upside down. And if you don't, you know, the reason why it's so traumatic for so many people is they don't understand the Marxist playbook. But once you understand that, then you can sort of wrap your mind around it and say, okay, this is why it's happening.
Well, I'll say this, that we're going to get the phone call in a minute, people. I promise we're coming. Aren't the public schools one of the main venues and avenues that they take to destroy people's minds, especially children?
It is right now. It is a child predatory, child perversion, child abusing entity. For the most part, in public schools, it's all propaganda. It's all just to abuse your children. What I mean by abuse, it's not the physical abuse, it's the mental abuse. First, Amen. They teach them about critical race theory through some of their stories and programming. Then they teach them about how to pervert themselves. and then how to manipulate perversions on other children as well. And then they take them to trying to, you know, second guess God's original design for their body, and they say, look, you're really not a boy or girl. The doctor made a mistake, and guess what? God made a mistake. Yeah. He put you in the wrong body. And so now our children are completely confused. And then, you know, of course, they come home and asking, are we racist and white supremacist and all of this other stuff? And then they ask, am I a boy, am I a girl, and all this other kind of crazy stuff. And, man, I tell you what, the enemy is really, really working the children right now.
Well, yeah, and we just had, I don't remember the black lady's name, they just went on Supreme Court, but she didn't know what a woman was. She couldn't define a woman. You saw that, I'm sure. I'm not a biologist, so I can't define a woman. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a sad indictment. I tell you what, they just had a women's march last week, and one of my things this week was, well, wait a minute. I bet you if you ask those women who are supposedly doing this women's march for women's reproductive rights, I bet you ask any of them what is a woman, they won't tell you. So if you won't tell me what a woman is, how are you going to have a women's march, man? Come on.
Oh, my.
Crazy. Come on now.
Oh, it is. Deuteronomy 28:28, God said, I'll smite them with madness. And that's what's happened. It's insane. Society's insane. Before we go to phone calls, though, tell the folks very quickly about what you all are doing to try to open people's eyes to this, and mention how you can get your books also. Go ahead and do that.
Okay. So what we're doing to try to open everybody's eyes, we have Remnant Rising workshops we do across the country, whereby we go to your church on a Saturday, and we train you on how to do anti-CRT, how to understand the whole issue around critical race theory and all that stuff. Critical race theory, DEI, and all the other stuff that you may not have a good understanding or good grasp on. We also do black liberation theology. We show you how that's purely demonic and how it's Marxist and how that all works. And liberation theology in general. And then we do a biblical justice versus social justice kind of compare and contrast. So we do a full training workshop there. We also do workshops. We're just starting the end of this month. We'll be at Awaken Church in San Diego on October 29th. We'll be doing a full-day workshop, or actually training. It's not a workshop. Training and certification for anybody that attends for our various modules for racial unity. So we'll have, you actually have a alternative as opposed to going and calling in these leftist, Marxist crazies to come in and divide your workforce. Will actually be the alternative where you can invite us in, and we'll show you how to actually have racial unity within your workforces. So my book is called Woked Up. If you just go to Amazon and type in Woked, W-O-K-E-D, up, McGarry, M-C-G-A-R-Y, you'll get it, and you'll see that it's all five-star so far, all five-star comments. It's very well-received, and people are blown away with what God did in this book. So the other thing it gives you is all the footnotes, all of the exact quotes and private letters and all that stuff from the folks that actually caused the white supremacy and racism in America. So everything's there, fully documented, turns everything on its head. It's pretty incredible work. It's been out for about a month now. And then you go to our website, everyblm.com, everyblm.com. You can catch us there. I also have a YouTube channel, and that YouTube channel is Y'all Woked Up, Y-A-L-L, Woked Up, Y'all Woked Up. So there I do daily one-minute shorts on the current events, you know, and news, and in a non-woke way. So I do the 1 minute so you can get your, you know, you get
and
your fix.
And you say, you, say you're on YouTube? They haven't kicked you off yet? Yeah.
No, they've taken a couple of my videos off, but they haven't kicked me off, no.
Wow. Okay. Good for you. So do the website one more time.
The website is everyblm.com, everyblm.com. And all
Folks, check this out.
About what we do, who we are, and all that stuff is there.
When I read about Kevin online, I was thinking, gee, I don't run into very often the black fellows that understand this so deeply. And this man dedicated to Christ and what's going on. That's why we're all different, folks. If it weren't for Christ, we'd all be heathens. Who knows what we'd be into? We have to get back to the foundation, exactly. The idea. And that's it, period. There's no more. It's not complicated. If Christ were in the middle of our homes, we would have homes that were solid with mommies and daddies like it's supposed to be, and children being reared in the fear of God. We have cities and nations where we wouldn't have riots in the streets over I don't know what. We wouldn't have anything. The killing babies wouldn't be discussed. We wouldn't have riots over that. Homosexuality would not have been tolerated. We wouldn't have discussions over that. We wouldn't be voting over that. As a matter of fact, right here in Greenbrier County, West Virginia, where I live, and we're a pretty backward conservative state, I guess you'd say, Kevin, we have a high school, Greenbrier West High School, is being sued because they won't put a litter box in the hallway for a girl who thinks she's a cat.
Litter box.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
She's a furry.
Well, I should go in there and tell her I'm a dog and see what happens. But anyway, this is what we're facing in the nation. This is demonic activity, folks. That's all that it is. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, good to be on with you, and thanks for having prolific authors on, like Kevin McGarry, and I appreciate what Kevin's doing, and I have a question for Kevin, but before I say that, I just want to say, everyone, please pray for Pastor Butch Paw and Call to Decision Ministries, and for the whole team, but especially pray for Marcia Jean Paw, Pastor Butch's
better half,
she would be able to walk again, so please do that. And I appreciate, Kevin, I appreciate you bringing up about some of the good about Marxism being satanic, because there was a man named Richard Wurmbrand who was horribly tortured in Romania and came out of that communist horrible place where they tortured men and women and children sometimes. Yep. But Richard Wurmbrand wrote a book speaking about Marxism being satanic, and I'm glad, Kevin, that you were pointing out about it being demonic. It's actually at the very top, it's Satanism, and he wrote a book, I think it was something called Satan and Marxism or something. But anyway.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if Richard wrote that book, but I know Paul Kilgore wrote a very good book, and I quote that extensively in this one about Marxism, The Devil and Karl Marx. And excellent book that Paul Kilgore wrote. And, Richard Wurmbrand, his stories about the Romanian prisons, OMG. That's all documented, by the way, in my book. And,
and I do.
You know, you just don't even want to hear about the various ways, what they had to do just to survive. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, it's just not even, oh, my goodness, it's terrible.
And the question that I have, for Kevin is, I'm sure you, I think I know the answer already. I'm sure you know about Black American patriot hero Manning Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I use his quotes and his video extensively when I do my meetings, yes.
And Lighthouse Trails Publishing actually carries a book that he wrote. And they also carry a booklet called Critical Race Theory, Southern Baptist Convention, and a Marxist Solution That Will Not Work. It's one of the many little 18 to 20-page booklets that they carry. But they get into the Southern Baptist Convention's adoption of critical race theory, the riots in Black Lives Matter, racism, and reconciliation. What is critical race theory? So there's some people out there that are just speaking out, telling the truth. And I just really want to thank Kevin for what he's doing. And Pastor Butch Paw, thank you, Mr. Pistol Packin, West Virginia preacher, who tells the truth and has good guests on. And I passed a compliment on again to your board operator. Tonight it's a female version. It's Dawn.
Yeah, it is.
But her husband, Todd, is one of the kindest, nicest men I have ever met, and he always treats all of his guests well when they call in. So thank you, Pastor Butch, for what you're doing, and thank you, Kevin,
for what you're doing.
God bless you.
Daryl, I want to tell you one thing before you hang
up.
Don's a whole lot prettier than Todd.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen a picture of Todd, but I know Todd's very nice. But Marcia Jean's prettier than you are, too, Pastor Butch.
You think I'm blind? Of course
there
I know that. But anyway, thanks for the call. Thanks a lot.
God bless you.
You know, we got another call and they're getting second, but you know, it's amazing and it's wonderful that we can laugh with brothers and sisters like that and have a good time, Kevin. I mean, our nation is in a hell of a mess, but we can still love each other and laugh together, can't we? You know, we really can.
Yes.
Let's go to New Mexico and talk to Mick. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I wonder if he's aware of the book by Charles Wiseman.
Which book is that?
They Were White and They Were Slaves.
I don't know what you're talking about. Wrong name. Yeah, but I know the book.
Michael Hong.
Yeah.
Now, Charles Wiseman, he's the one who wrote Who is Esau Edom today? By the way, he mentioned a couple of names that belong to that tribe. One is Karl Marx. That was Charles Darwin. Another one is Franklin Roosevelt.
Yep, I agree.
And John.
You make a good point to make this different, same point, different direction. What we've allowed to happen, Mick, in our country is that the federal government makes slaves out of all of us. They own our property, and they really basically own our bodies anymore. And we've let this happen. You know, in Nehemiah chapter 9, I know that you're both familiar with this. Nehemiah is lamenting before God, well, Lord, this has happened to us. This has happened to us. We're slaves in the land you give to our fathers. Then now the last part of the chapter, he says, but it's our fault, Lord. We know that. So because of our sins, the people you put to rule over us, they now have dominion over our bodies, our lands, our cattle. That's because of our sins, Mick and Kevin. They now literally think they own us, and basically they control everything we do, don't they? Kevin?
Yeah, what I like to say is it's the condition of America is the report card of the church. It's because the church has not been, consistent with its responsibility to stand up for biblical righteousness in every domain. And that means we should have been civically engaged when they were telling us, no, there's a separation between church and state. We should have been running for offices this entire time, and then we would have righteous, faithful, biblical-minded people in our in every office. But We allowed the culture, and we allowed these crazies to talk us out of running and really fully voting and supporting, and we are where we are because we've been hoodwinked.
Amen. Mick, that's a very good point, my friend. Thanks for calling and sharing that. You're right. We become slaves. Good call, Mick. And he said the truth was slaves. So white slaves existed hundreds of years ago also, but that's beside the point. In our nation today, we've allowed them to make us slaves. They take your earnings before you get them. They spend them on things you don't believe in. You don't own your home. If you don't pay your taxes every year, your rent to the state, they'll take you home. They control your children's minds and hearts in public schools. And God forbid that, and God help you get those children that you say you love out of those hell holes. Bring them home and teach them where they should be taught. But this makes me angry, Kevin. I'm seeing this happen right now. And I'm seeing it happen to my family. I have grandchildren. I have a great-grandson. This bothers me deeply. We'll get another call in a second. But Kevin, anything you want to add to that?
No. No, that's good. You covered it, Pastor.
All right, let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in. Welcome.
How are you? And, I have to say, when your guest name is Kevin, have to tell you that my brother, Kevin, died this past, April, and I think it was because, he got the COVID shot.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, that kind of ties into what we're talking about is the... basically, it's the Marxist revolution is basically it's aimed at the masses. It's one thing if you talk about individual people having rights, but when you talk about the masses, that's what communism's about. At least that's how they appeal. But I've long since known that Karl Marx was noted for being a Satanist, and members of the family, they belonged to satanic cults and even committed suicide.
Amen. That's right. Good call, Dave. Yep. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure your guest, Kevin, will probably appreciate this term. You've heard me say this before, Butch, but... what I would describe, not just communism, but socialism, basically all these you know, Darwinism inspired regimes. I would call it a diabolarchy.
Yes, true. You said it for us. That's exactly right. Yeah. Good call, Dave. Yeah, thanks for the call, man. Good. You know, Kevin, I'm so humbled. I have such intelligent listeners that listen to Soul Hillbilly. I don't understand why they listen, but I appreciate them being out there listening. I really do. I do. Now, we're down about the last couple minutes here, and I want you to, we got about two and a half minutes left. I want you to tell the folks what you want to tell them now. I want you to speak to them like you're just sitting in the front room, drink a glass of iced tea with them. Tell them what's on your heart tonight. Give them about 2 minutes of what you want to say.
All right. So here's the thing that we must understand. We are called out ones, and we're the ones that are supposed to be at the tip of the spear in culture. So that means we are the remnant warriors. And we're still here. God has a plan for us, and the plan is not for us to be complacent, not for us to be a mealy mouth and weak-kneed like our representatives and our senators are, but the plan is for us to fully represent God and his kingdom in every realm and domain that we participate
in. Amen.
And that means that we have to get out. And we have to stand firm on the word of God. But we also need to get educated about what happened with racism and white supremacy and how it started. That means you have to be read up. My book, Woke Up, will help accelerate your education in that area. And I'm hoping that you go ahead and get it. Amazon will get it to you in a couple of days. But I fully go into where this stuff came from and give you all of the talking points that you need in order to stand firm in these times when you're attacked repeatedly and called these pejoratives. So my encouragement is, look, we have all of the talking points. We have the upper hand. We just need more education so we could be confident in how we stand. But most importantly, let's not allow the enemy to take any more ground. Let's stand firm and fully represent our king and the kingdom here on earth and occupy fully until he comes.
Amen. Very well put. Kevin McGarry, it's been an honor to have you. Folks, give them the website again. Do you have a number, a toll-free number, and call to order books or anything? I want you just to go to internet and do it.
It's easier, much easier. Just go to Amazon, type in Woked Up, W-O-K-E-D, up. McGarry, MCGR, and then you'll see it right there. Just order it. Order a couple copies because this is the type of book you're going to want to share with friends and family. Get everybody woke up at the same time. And it'll be there in a couple of days. So that's the best way.
What?
The website is everyblm.com. Everyblm.com.
I'm going to talk to you off the air. I'm going to call you back in a minute. I'm going to call you if you don't mind, and I want to get a copy of your book. I'm going to send a couple books I've written, too, if you like, okay? I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, Kevin McGarry. God bless you. And, folks, we'll see you tomorrow night with Dr. Rodriguez with health information. Any health questions tomorrow night, folks, any health questions, please call in and ask him, Dr. Rodriguez. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.